Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 54. The Word of God says, Save me, O God, by thy name. And judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. This is the promise of God. No weapon shall forge against us shall prevail, and the Lord will deal with all our enemies. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, and we come before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your great love, for your comfort, for your provision to us. Thank you for your justice and your judgment upon our enemies and upon all those who oppose your work and your will and your plans in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your grace that is sufficient for us. Let's come to the Lord now and ask him forgiveness for your sins, ask him forgiveness for your doubts. Yes, doubts is sin, lack of faith, worries that take you away from God's presence. Come to God, reunite with him, ask him forgiveness. Tell him, Lord, I was not aware of all your goodness to me. Confess to him what you have done wrong, so that you will continue to have fellowship in his presence and to enjoy his goodness, to continue to enjoy his goodness and his faithfulness to you. Thank you, God. Yes, O Lord, let the Holy Spirit today complete this and everyone who is here and our brethren and other places in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and your grace to us. Remove any hindrance by confessing your sin to the Lord. I come against the spirit of doubt, spirit of lack of faith, spirit of confusion, antichrist. I rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. As devil, I command you in the name of Jesus to move away. This is the people of God. This is the church of God. These are the children of God. You have no authority right now. Move away from them in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, and let your name be lifted up, O Lord, in our midst. Come now to the Lord and ask him your needs. Instead of worries, pray to him. Ask him help. The problem that you cannot handle in your mind, give it to him in his hands through prayer. You don't need to go far away, right and left. You don't need to search for people, but search in toward God in a prayer. Yes, O God, we bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. You promise, Lord, and you say, Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Give us rest, O God. Give rest to my brothers and sisters as they put in your hand their problems. Let us put our troubles into the hand of the Lord. Yes, Lord, deal with the enemies. Solve all problems. Provide solutions, O God. Provide the needs in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Continue to walk in our midst, O Lord. Let us also pray for our families, our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters. Let's put them to the hand of God and pray for them. Pray. Anyone among them who is unsaved, let's pray for them to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, do great things in our midst in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us and strengthen us with your mercy and with your grace, O God. Uphold our families. Uphold our parents, our children, O God, our wives, our husbands, our brothers and sisters, O Lord, we are praying, O Lord, we are praying, O God. You know the burden that we are carrying for them. Our loved one, O Lord, hear our prayer. Answer us when we call in the name of Jesus. Let's call upon God. He is here in our midst. We bless you, Master. We bless you, Redeemer. We magnify your name, Lord. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Let's pray now for our brothers and sisters. Anyone of them whom we know that he is in need, having a problem, let's pray for that brother and that sister. Carry each other burden. Let us carry each other burden through prayers now. Yes, O God. Let's pray. Let's pray for one another. Lord, I pray for the protection of all our brothers and sisters from coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Especially, Lord, those in the front line. Lord, protect them and watch over them. Have mercy on them. Heal them from any sicknesses or diseases. Provide the need for those who have no job and no income and no salaries. Provide for those who lost their jobs. O God, make a way for all of them. Provide for them, O Lord. Provide for your church. Let's pray for the places that we came from, that the Lord will bring the gospel and his word to them, even through our lives, our nation that we came from. Let's commit them into the hand of the Lord and commit ourselves that he will do his service and ministry toward them. Let's hope God. Hear us, O God, hear us. We are praying for the nation that we came from, O God. Use us to be the light for them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your word be preached to them with power and authority. I commit myself, O God, to go and preach your word to my nation in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for the government of the country that we are residing here in UAE, and to pray wherever you are, as the church has extend to the government of the country that you are residing, and the church has extended there. In Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, America, Australia, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka. Yes, O God. Lord, grant us favor from you and from the government. In the name of Jesus. Let your grace flow to us without hindrance. Whatever laws or some regulation that hinder your grace, we come against it. We rebuke it, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of extortion, advantage, taking advantage of your people, and abuse and injustice against your church. We come against them all in the name of Jesus. We pray for favor, O God, from you and from men and from the government, that all what you are sending us from blessing will reach us without hindrance in the name of Jesus. We pray for them to be saved. We pray for the governments and those in leadership, give them wisdom and bless them and let them have mercy on your church and favor for your church and your people, O God. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy. We pray for them to be saved. Reveal yourself to them, Lord Jesus, and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. We pray for the prosperities of these nations that the church has expanded. Prosper them so your people will prosper. Let your grace flow, God, we are praying. Let your blessing flow in abundance to your church and to your people. As we are praying, O God, as we are repenting, as we are coming back to you in faith and relationship and living in harmony with you and your word, let your blessing flow. Let your power, let the Holy Ghost once again refill us, O God. Let's pray for us as a church to be refilled once again with the Holy Ghost. Refill us, O God, with the Holy Ghost to go on and preach your word to all nations with different languages, O God. Add to us languages, O Lord. Put in our heart compassion, even wisdom. Even, O God, strategy how to reach the lost souls even at this time. O God, of many instructions, but we trust you, O Lord. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust you, God, that you will lead us to evangelize, to reach many nations. O God, we pray for harvest, we pray for souls, we pray for more spiritual gifts, that we need gift of evangelism, gift of teaching, pastoring, showing, mercy, gift of miracles and healing, O God, gift of faith and whatever your church needs. O Lord, hear our prayer, O God. Hear our cry for mercy. We are committing ourselves to serve you, O Lord. And we pray also, Lord, today. Let's pray for our worship. O God, anoint the songs, O God. Anoint the message. Anoint the giving. Anoint the item of all the items of our service and worship. Let your name be glorified. And even I pray for healing, O God. As your message will go, as your worship will go on, I pray for healing to flow here and to wherever your service has been reached. O God, let the people revive in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. O God, here we stand in the midst of the multitude. O God, hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy, O Lord. As we start to worship you, O God, invade our hearts and lives. Transform us and help us to do the things, O Lord, that you want us to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I know. Thank you, God, for your presence in our life. For us, you shed your blood on the cross, and now we can come to God the Father. The way is open for us. We thank you, Lord, for the assurance, the confidence that we have always in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Fear not, say the Lord. The Lord is with us, for I am with you, say the Lord. Fear not from whatever circumstances around us. The Lord will neither leave us nor forsake us. You will protect us, you will provide for us, you will strengthen us. Yes, O God, you will lay down our life at your feet because you are the only one that we need in our life. We thank you, God, and we praise you. Let's continue to praise the Lord and worshiping him and worshiping him, thanking him and giving our life to him. Let your hands to the Lord. us, O God. We continue to live our lives for you, Lord. Here, O Lord, we are. Abide in us, O Lord, as we are praying, as we are committing our life to you, O Lord. O God, we are longing to be more, to have more of yours in our lives. Impart to us, Lord, virtue and goodness and righteousness. Impart to us fear of yours even this very day as we worship your God. Make our life be changed and transformed, O God. Lead us to the things that you want us to know, to hear of him, to hear from you, and to do for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Your love, without your touch, you're the one that.
can give us peace, who can give us joy. Oh God, we thank you for this wonderful time that we have with you, communion, and we have fellowship with you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for touching each and every one of us life. Continue, Lord, speak to us during the time of the message. Oh Lord, direct us of the things that you want us to do. Instruct us, oh God, and make things clear to us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. Let's be citizens in the presence of God. It's the time to collect our tithes and offering unto the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Thus bring to the Lord the first fruit, the tithes, an offering that us honor. Let us honor the Lord with the things that the Lord had blessed us with. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for all the things that we have received from you, O God. We do pray in the name of Jesus. We bring to you this tithes and offering and first fruits. Bless each and everyone who give and return it back to them 1,000 times. Multiply it and use it mightily, Lord, that will be used to propagate your kingdom, O Lord, to bring your word to the places that need your word to be preached. O God, I pray for wisdom upon those who use it. Lord, let them spend it wisely according to your will as you ordain, O God. Lord, all the needs of the families, the members, the workers, the church, all our needs is coming from you, O God. We trust you, O Lord. As we obey the commands of yours, you'll be the one to pay all the bills. You'll be the one to rebuke the devourers. You will be the one to open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people. We trust you, O God. O God, the hidden treasures, it is in your hand, and you promise that you will give it to the righteous. We trust you, O Lord. As we hunger and thirst for righteousness, the treasures that is in the darkness, you will release it and give it to your people. You will give it to us and to your church. We thank you and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Acts chapter 10. As we continue to hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Holy Spirit will lead us, is leading us to scriptures that will make us understand how we can hunger and thirst for righteousness. Acts chapter 10, and we will read from verse 1 to verse 35. Today we speak about Cornelius. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the poor, to the people, and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Verse 7, And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And so having opened, and a certain visit descended unto him, as it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the visit was received up again to heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he has seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seeking thee. Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee unto his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after, they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation, but God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Wherefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I pray in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth, and said, of truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of a person. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your holy word that change life, that inform us and transform us and make us the people that you desire to be. Let your be done in our life, O Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and statement and arrange the message in the way that you want it to go and flow in our lives. O God, I pray that your word will bring help, will you bring healing, will you bring assurance, will you bring wholeness, will you bring repentance, people will raise up to serve you, people will be hunger and thirst for righteousness, and you're going to fill them. Oh God, take the message, let be a fruit 30, 60, and 100, and bring it beyond this place, beyond the walls, to reach many nations and people, and they will be blessed. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in His name. Amen and amen. The servant and the soldier, that they came, sent by Cornelius to Peter, they told him in verse 22, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was won from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Here the soldiers and the servants, they came to him, they tell to Peter that Cornelius, a just man, the word just here, the kaios, the meaning of it, he is a righteous man. So Cornelius was a righteous man. Now we know that Cornelius is not a Jewish person, but he is a Gentile, and he is not among the people of God. But how he became righteous person? We know that we are righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us go to the book of Romans, chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 and verse 14 to verse 16. Romans chapter 2, verse 14 and to verse 16. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law, written to their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. But he mentioned here that the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, as a law unto them. They don't have the law of God written on paper to them. They don't know the scriptures. But what is here, he say here in verse 15, we show the work of the law written in their hearts. God has written his law, has written the work of his law in their hearts. And he said that they have it in the word of God on papers, on parchment, on stone. God has written his law, the work of his law in their hearts. And that's why, based on this, they would know what God wants them to do, how God wants them to live their lives. We who believe in Christ, we will come to know the law of God and the work of the law from the scriptures. We read the scriptures, we study the scriptures. The Holy Spirit will come and remind us of the scriptures. But those who does not know or does not have the law of God in their hands, what they have, they have the law written in their hearts. The work of God, the work of the law of God written in their hearts. That's why Cornelius was a Gentile. And the Gentile, for them, it is, they can go for fornication because it's part of their life. But he was not a fornicator. He was a soldier. He was a centurion who was responsible on a group of soldiers, but he was a man who feared God. And we get the point here that he has the law of God written in his heart. And he was doing the things that is the law of God that is in the Bible that we have today teach us. He was not a man who abused power or extortionist or he was abusive, but as we was going to study his life, we'll find him, he was really a righteous person. Now, what are the things that Cornelius did and make him righteous? And what are the righteous things that Cornelius did that we can learn or we can meditate from his life? From the scripture, but the scripture had informed us about him. The thing that we will learn, and these things will help us to be transformed to the likeness that God wants us to be changed. Now, Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, we are not only called to be righteous, again, we are called to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, the more you get, the more God wants you to draw more near to him. We will study these scriptures and what The Word of God teaches us in verse 2, Acts chapter 10, verse 2, speak about Cornelius, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house. Now, the word a devout man, he was a devout man. What is the meaning of to be a devout person? The meaning of it is that he has moral and he has virtue and he is a dutiful person. Now, a man who has moral, it means he has certain stand. And the righteous person, the word dikakios, it means that a righteous person who observes the law of God, who observes the laws of God. So he is conscious about a certain moral code, doctrine that he has to adopt in his life. When you see a devout person, he has, in everything, he has the procedures based on the divine law. He did not read that law in the Bible, but it is in his heart. So righteous person, we must adopt a divine law based on scriptures. If somebody will ask me, why do you do this? I tell him, I do this based on the scriptures. Okay, why you don't do this? I don't do this because based on the scriptures. Laws based on the scriptures. That is how to live a righteous life. So he was a man with moral. And a righteous man, devoured. The other meaning of it is that he has virtue. Virtue is good character, help you to do good things to others. Good laws, good words, good behavior. These good characters, that is your virtue, you are not aware of it, but that virtue that you have is bringing blessings and benefit and goodness to others. Now let us observe ourselves. What kind of virtue we have? Do we have a virtue that God desires to see in our lives? So there is a law we need to observe, to follow everything when we do things in our life based on scriptures. Second, we need to have virtue, that a character that will share the goodness of God and the blessing of God to other people who are around us. And the third thing is about devout person. He's a devout, I mean, like some person who is addicted to live on some way or to do something. He has a procedure. The other meaning of devout is dutiful. It is dutiful. It means that he is dedicated to do certain services as if he is obsessed to do it. He is programmed to do service to others, to impart goodness of God into their lives. That is Cornelius, and that's what the scriptures describe him. Where we are from these things now? That is what we need to ask. That is what you need to ask yourself. As we respond to scriptures, we get information. But this information, God would use them to transform our life. We need to be changed. So, he's not a selfish person. He's not do his own. He has scriptures and he has law of God written in his heart. And at the same time, with the Holy Spirit is writing the scriptures in our hearts. And we need to develop the virtue to do good and to be dutiful. That we are addicted, obsessed to do certain things. That is the meaning of a devout person. The other card, Ralph Cornelius. So he was a devout, so we learn the meaning of it. In verse 2, we say about him, and one that feared God. So, Cornelius, a man who feared God. What's his job? He was centurion. Basically, he's a soldier. He's a soldier. In addition to that, to be a centurion, it means that there are 100 soldiers under you. So, he has power. Have you got the point here? He has power that he can make a lot of things to disturb others. But what he say here, a man who fears God, even he has power, but he fears God. He will not use his power in a wrong way. He trembled before God. Cornelius, he feared the Lord. Even he has power, but he will not use his power in a wrong way. He will use his power dedicated to God. Basically, he's a man who fears God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And God wants us to fear Him. That is how we become a righteous people. If we don't fear God, we will do wrong things. But when we fear God, we will do the right things. We will do our duty, and we will refrain from doing wrong. If we fear God, even if we are alone, we will not do wrong, because we fear God. God is watching, and God does not want me to do this wrong thing. May the Lord today convict us and put us into the right track to do the very thing that He wants us to do in our lives. And what He says also in verse 2, a devout man and one that fears God with all his house. Now, that is another thing now. Cornelius, not only he feared God, but those who are with him in his house, not only his family, not only his wife and children, they fear God. They had not only this, that they were trained to fear God, those who are in his house. Who was in his house, as we have read? They are servants, they are soldiers. There in the house, all the group there was trained by Cornelius that as long you are in this house, we need to fear God. Have you got the point here? What is the responsibility that God had ordained for us, that we understand now how we need to hunger and thirst for righteousness? That not only that we fear God, not only me that I fear God, that I need to work it out that my wife, and my son, and my daughter, and my husband, and my servant, and my friends, and my relatives who are with me in one house, they need to fear the Lord. That is how I prove that I am hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And that's why it needs from us more moral and more virtue, more love, more patience, more fruit of the Holy Spirit to impart the fear of God to our family members. Link it with the new life. Link it with Cornelius now. And your life now, what is going on. Work it out. That's the scriptures. That's the scriptures. And when we do the things that's incorrect, the Lord is dealing with us. What more Cornelius did in the same verse, he say, which gave much alms to the people. Alms are financial or material help and support to the people who are poor or who are in need of aid. And he say here, he not only give, but he also gave much. That's why certain time we are called to give, and to give much. So the task now, in addition to all that we spoke, we need to find out where are those who are the poor. And when we speak about poor or people who need, it means not only that they need material things, but they are willing to listen to the instruction of the word of God that we are going to give them. That's here now the task that God wants us to live for. Fear God, beautiful people, moral, having virtue, imparted to our family, that all of them and those in our house, they will fear God. And we need to give much. It means we need to direct it to whom? We need to direct it to the poor people who are not only delight to receive money and material things, but who delight to receive the instruction of God's word and obey them. That is the task. That is the ministry that Cornelius, was doing. What else? Are we learning a new thing that God is imparting to us and what we need to do? So Cornelius was not working with rich people. Cornelius was working with the poor people. Did you get the point here? Let's continue. Let's go now. The same verse. Still we are in verse 2. What are the things that we learn from the life of Cornelius? Stay here and pray to God always. Cornelius, he was praying to God. Always mean all the way, or all the ways. So his life was based on a prayer. Cornelius was living his life in a prayer. He is in continuous communication and fellowship with God, trusting that his need. See, he is a soldier. He is a centurion. He is responsible on 100 soldiers. His need is not from the 100, but his need will come from the Lord. That's what he understands. He was in a prayer always. So he was in communication. He was in fellowship with God. He was asking God, trusting God for all his need and for all his troubles. And if we read in verse 30 about the life of prayer that Cornelius was living, in verse 30, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the 9th hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in a bright clothing. He is testifying to Peter. He said, 4 days ago I was fasting and until this hour. That was the 9th hour, that is 3 p.m. He said, and at the 9th hour I prayed in my house. Cornelius prayed in his house. So here, the prayer also need to be with our household, with our family. Many people, they are good in prayer in church, and also good in the prayer and also Bible studies, but in coming to the family, there is no prayer or gathering every day, altar of for God in the family. Cornelius observed that part of the household system that he is following Cornelius, here he has a prayer daily in his house. What else? Cornelius had done as righteousness, we learn from it something correct and true, that based on divine law that we need to follow today. Verse 30 say, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting. Cornelius was observing to fast for certain days or certain seasons or certain situations. Other thing that we need to observe is fasting. Fasting is when we rely on God to do certain things. When we fast, we truly, God will work through our fasting. And you know, Cornelius, before he would break his fast, when he said he has prayer at 9 hours, that's at the time of the evening sacrifice. It's when about evening, then to sunset, he was after the prayer, they would break their fast. So he is endorsing what he is praying and fasting to the Lord. What he was fasting for, he is endorsing it to the Lord. Through fasting, we hear also from God. We hear from the Holy Spirit what he is speaking to us. And through our fasting also we invite the Holy Spirit to be inside us, to go with us, to go ahead of us, to battle for us, to deal with the power of darkness that is hindering us from doing the right things that God wants us to do. Beautiful and marvelous things we learn now from this man, Cornelius. He's a man who is a righteous man, who follow the divine law of God. The law of God is in his heart. He's a dutiful person. He is man of moral, have a virtue. He endeavored to impart goodness to others. He's a man who fear God. Not only he and his house, not only his wife and children, they fear God, but even those who are living with him, those who are under his care, because that was his job, and those even soldiers and servants, they were a people who fear God with him, and they know that, because when they came to Peter in verse 22, and they say, Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, and one that feared God, they taught him. Those around him, they know he feared God, and they know that themselves, they also, as long as they are with him, they need to fear God, and of a good report, they give a lot of things good about Cornelius. So he's a fear God, a man who has all his household, he fear God, a man who give much alms to the people, financial help, to those who are deserving, not only to receive money, but to receive instructions of God's word and God's will, and want to live a righteous life. And he was a man of prayer, and he was a man of fasting. Let us get all this today. This is our quota for this week. God's willing, we'll continue next week, but what we receive today, we have to work it out. That's all. Stand in God's presence. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, you spoke to us clearly. Teach us, Lord, more of your ways. Let us commit ourselves to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I am willing to live a righteous life, to be a man who follow the divine laws of law of yours, to have moral and to have virtue and to be dutiful, to do good things to the people around me, to my family, to those in my household, to the other people, to the lost. I commit myself, O God, to live in the fear of yours and to impart the fear of yours to those who are under my care and around me, to live a life of prayer and to honor fasting and to commit my life fully to you. O God, I pray. Help me, O God, to achieve that quality that I learned today from the life of Cornelius. In the name of Jesus. O God, let your word transform me fully. Here I am waiting, O God. Abide in me. This is my prayer, O God, that your laws, your divine laws, will be written in my heart and will transform me to be the person that you want me to be. Thank you, God. I bless you, Lord. Come to God and give your life to Him.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you.
I'm looking for your God.
I'd be in your
my care, oh God. Yes, O Lord, come live in me.
Come live in me, all my life. Take over. Come live in me, and I will rise on eagles.
Yes, O God, thank you, Lord. Thanks for your promises, the assurance, the love and the care that we receive from you. Oh God, bless my brothers and my sisters who are here, oh God, each and every family and our brethren in other places, in Oman, Abu Dhabi, in Kuwait, Iraq, and Syria, and Philippines, Sri Lanka, and India, Australia, and America, and wherever they are, Lord, your people, oh God, bless them, bless us, oh God, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.